Hi there, it's Maria. Do you remember this song? I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. It's an old song. I learned that it was written in 1935, and it's been made popular again in nearly every decade since, most recently by Paul McCartney in 2012. You may have heard it. These lyrics came to me as I thought about what I'd like to share with you today. It's a very powerful practice that is part of my program. I feel guided to share it with you just so you can experience the dramatic benefits that can come from sitting down and writing yourself a letter. First, I'll explain what it's all about. Then you can come back to this when you can carve a little time for yourself. 30 minutes would be a good start, and you may not even need all that. Here's how this works. This is a three-part exercise. First, I want you to think about something in your life that you feel you failed at. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks about the situation, only that you feel you could have done a much better job. It could be related to a financial decision, a relationship choice, or something that happened at work, or anything else. This is your story. It's something you wish had turned out differently. Now take about 10 minutes to write about that situation in as much detail as you can. What happened? Be specific. Most importantly, write about how you felt when it was happening and after it was over. What was the outcome? How did that make you feel? After you've captured all you want to, take another 10 minutes or whatever you need to list all of the lessons you learned from this situation. What has it taught you to do differently in the future? What did you learn about yourself? Did you notice any life values that may have been compromised in this situation? How can you honor those in the future? Write as many lessons as you can think of. And the last part, and this is the most powerful one, is to sit down and write yourself a letter. Here are the guidelines. There is no judgment. Come from a loving and compassionate place. Be forgiving and grateful for the lessons. Write from your heart. What would your former self like to hear from your wiser self? Be kind. You've lived and learned and can now forgive yourself. Take as much time as you have words in your heart to write. Writing loving letters to ourselves is one of the most compassionate things we can do when those letters come from a place of kindness. Every time something happens and you wish you had acted differently, take a few moments to examine the situation, identify the lessons you learned, and forgivingly write yourself a letter. Keep these letters in a safe place where you can come back to them. This practice can cause some of the most powerful and transformative shifts I have seen in my clients. I know this is true because those shifts have happened for me too. And I get goosies every time I see the same thing happen for others. So now that you know how this works, schedule a good time for you to get into the groove of this exercise. You may even like to listen to this recording again to remind you of the questions to ask yourself. When you're ready, get to a quiet place where you can limit your interruptions. Turn off your phone, fix a favorite beverage, take out your journal or a pad of paper and a pen or pencil, and get comfortable. Then take a few deep breaths. Relax your shoulders, just drop them down. Relax the tension in your forehead and in your brow between your eyebrows. Relax your jaw. Let your arms and hands go limp and then let your legs and feet follow. Close your eyes and breathe in and out slowly, 5-6 times. Are you relaxed? Ready to start? This practice is all about being very honest with yourself. No one has to read your letter unless you want them to read it. This is a private shift zone. If you'd like to share, I'd be honored to hear about your lessons and your letter. And if you'd like any help taking this shift to the next level, I'm here to help you do that too. Just click on the link below to schedule a time to chat with me. Till next time, this is Maria, and I'm sending you warm hugs.